This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
I like to spend some time in Mozambique. The sunny sky is aqua blue. And all the couples dancing cheek to cheek. It's very nice to stay a week or two. And maybe fall in love, just me and you.
And there's lots of stuff to change in Mozambique.
Go Bob.
Yeah, that's Mozambique. Sunny skies. That's Shay's first home, isn't it? Mozambique.
Yeah, when I left till I was 10.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I thought we'd play.
It was very funny. Nice in Mozambique. We have the beaches, a bit like Australia.
Is it?
Yeah, and mostly it was Africans and white Portuguese.
Was it a Portuguese colony?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, your dad has just been out here.
Yeah.
And he still lives in Mozambique.
Yeah, he does. I still remember the Mozambique. I used to be in a civil war in Maputo when I was little, when I was scared. Mozambique was dangerous with the war.
Well, you were a soldier.
No, I was not a soldier.
Not a boy soldier.
No, I was a baby in the houses. The electricity was going blackout, and there was a lot of soldiers with the tanks and the.
Okay, well, you know what's not so scary?
Yeah,
and that is that people listening to you. Breaking Waves.
I think my flatmate Emmanuel, he's from Burundi, and he said that there's war in Africa. When he was scared, he had to run away to Australia to get to Australia with his parents. There was so much war in Burundi and Sudan and Kenya and Tanzania and all the north of Africa.
But not Newtown or Bondi Junction?
No, not Bondi Junction. Okay. No, in the eastern suburbs.
All right, now, Shay, we should just let people know that they are listening to Breaking Waves, for the Waking Braves on Eastside FM.
FM.
What's the call sign, Shay?
Are we talking about...
89.7.
Are we talking about singing lessons, Red Fern class?
We'll get to that.
Yeah, so...
We'll get to that. I don't want to dive in, though.
I wanted to ask you, Jeff, have you ever been to Africa?
No. Categorically not.
No, would you like to go there?
No, see, not particularly. I'm not actually, I mean, it'd probably be, it's huge, it's vast,
yeah.
And there's probably lots of it that's great. But I'm not much of a traveller.
Oh.
You know, like I don't like to leave my suburb.
Would you go travel somewhere, would you go a place that's safe? Maybe Canada, the compared to the US?
Nowra.
No, I mean, like, the safe people, they're kind and generous. Canada, like, welcome people.
Yeah, like, my impression of Canada, like a lot of people's, is that, oh, I don't know, this is probably a horrible cliche, that it's a nice place and it's friendly. And they leave their doors open, eh?
Yeah.
Greetings from Shay and Jeff on Breaking Waves.
Now, I want to ask you, have you ever did something funny... When you were saying from another country and say where are you from, and you say you were English and Dutch and German and French, and then you say what food you like, and then you have to have different cultures, and maybe Lebanese is different food.
Yeah, well, my food I grew up with chops and three veg, really.
Yeah.
Like a couple of grey lamb chops with a fatty tail and some peas. And a couple of spuds. So that was my Anglo-Saxon cuisine. My mum wasn't much of a cook.
Jeff, is there something we have to say something? Or
we will. Okay. We will. There's no rush, though. No rush. Because we've got Hugh here. Our loyal producer who can cut and slice and dice fine.
Okay.
You know, we can just, as we normally do, talk for 6 hours. I think this whittles that down to a really tight half-hour show.
I think this is our first episode of summer. We came back in October.
It?
Yeah.
Is it summer now?
Yeah, it's summer, October.
I should know that.
It's spring. Spring. It's going to be summer. It's going to be summer, November to February. I think it would be baseball league in Australia. It's going to start in November to February. We have 4 teams.
You're going to play?
No, it's professional. I can't.
Or, as I say, are you going to play? You're a professional.
No, I would be a scout. Maybe if I could be a baseball, maybe promoting.
And it's the flatassant up to the plate.
Maybe I would be a batter. I'm good at golf. I could hit a golf ball. I can.
You can hit a golf ball to the moon and back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there something I need to say?
Yeah, there is. There is something you need to say.
Okay.
Well, we've had a chat.
Yeah.
Your dad's been out here visiting from Mozambique. We established that. And I actually went with you guys to the Maritime Museum.
Yeah.
And we saw a fantastic exhibition called The World Wildlife Finalists. Really brilliant photographs. I highly recommend it. Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was good with the photos, the exhibition. It was all about animals and creatures and mammals and polar bears and bears and
whales
and beavers.
Squids and
beavers and
fish.
And fish.
Yeah.
And birds.
And birds. Yeah, some sad photos.
Yeah.
Like showed like environmental.
Yeah.
Degradation and a little bit of suffering, but
I can't believe that the amount of killing of sharks and whales.
Yeah.
Like in Japan, they would have so much killing of whales to make them have food for sushi. Like making sushi food for a whale to eat sushi for using oil for the whale.
Do they actually, I guess they eat the whale meat, do they?
Yeah, they eat the whale meat,
Is Japan still a whaling nation? Do they still go whaling? They are a whale nation. Yeah, right.
I think New Zealand's a whale nation, but they don't kill them. They use them as a symbol of stories. They make stories about whales in New Zealand. The Maori people use a story for whales, for their ancestry, for their whales. Yeah.
Listen, we're going to do a couple of what's-ons because as a community service, we're just big and we like to let you know what's happening in your patch.
Mm.
So what's the first what's-on today, Shane?
What's on today?
Yeah, the first little yellow-marked spot there I've put for you.
The singing lesson of Redfern.
That is right, free singing lessons in Redfern.
Yeah.
Now, that sounds good to me because I took singing lessons like several millennia ago and they gave me the beautiful voice I have today. But they're also quite expensive. So I reckon the offer of free singing lessons in Redfern sounds pretty good. Can you sing, Shane? Give us a tune.
Sing.
I don't know.
Bit
of Mariah Carey.
I'll think of something. Oh, Billy Field, bad habits.
Nice. Very nice.
I made this song. What's that song?
You gonna sing along? That sounds like a singing group to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, these free singing lessons in Redfern, it says, I'll read it out. Redfern Community Centre presents free singing lessons on Wednesdays. Beginners welcome. The teacher is Asahi Takahashi, a professional who has been singing forever. She grew up in Japan, and her early years saw her performing in children's choirs, ensembles, and starring in musicals and operas. Her love of performance, get this, Shay, her love of performance prompted her to leave her family at the age of eight, and tour Japan with the Tokyo Opera Company. Asahi moved to Sydney in 2007 and studied under great jazz musicians and teachers. She now works as a professional singer-performer based in Sydney, playing at venues including the Opera House and ANZ Stadium and many smaller local venues. So she sounds well qualified. Yeah, so give us the details, please, Shane.
It says free singing lessons where Redfern Community Centre, Hugo Street, Redfern.
And turn over that page and we can find out when.
Wednesday from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. until December, cost free 0405 027 165.
Yeah, beautiful. Now just take note of that number if you're interested. I think it would probably pay just to ring up and just double check, triple check our normally impeccable details, but the phone number's 0405 027 165. Some people say zero, but that's an extra syllable. You know, 0405 027 165, even though it is kind of correct.
Are you talking about World Mental Health Day?
Let's get onto that, but let's, yeah, well, let's play a song by a great singer first. I think a little bit of The Circle Game. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
By Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell?
Yeah. We had Joni Mitchell on the show a few weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, she just popped in.
Yeah.
Like Ed?
I like the song Yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky was full of the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go. When you're older, must appease him and promises of some.
Oh, such a beautiful song. I almost hate to interrupt. It's,
and the seasons go round and round.
Joni Mitchell, you're listening to. What are they listening to, Shay?
Eastside Radio 89.7. Wait.
FM.
FM, yeah.
Breaking Wave. Not Breaking. AM. FM.
FM. That's not, right. Not AM now.
Listen, our show goes to air on Monday.
Yeah.
Although sometimes we might record a few days earlier.
This Monday, yeah.
But in a couple of days' time, and probably just after our show goes to air, will have been World Mental
Health Day.
Can you tell us a little bit about that, Shay? What it's for?
Mental health is for people who are sick, hospital, having challenges in their life with school kids and adulthood. I think not much of the government has not promoted mental health awareness on for usually children, adults and parents because of advertisement. Maybe it was a bit late, but I became painter, and then now I've been doing painting for about 16 years.
And you've had numerous exhibitions.
Yeah, I've been done 41 art exhibitions.
Ridiculous.
I want to do a 42. I'm doing art exhibition.
The meaning of life.
I'm doing art exhibition for university. This year I'm doing university, and I got paid $500.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, you think it's a lot of money.
Oh, it's for the arts.
Yeah,
it's like
the arts. Yeah, I like to do promoting arts in the City of Sydney Council. I was promoted in Waverley Arts School in February 2025.
Yeah, right.
It was supported by Sydney Council City. I've been to National Art School. I've been to University. I've been to Waverley Art School. I've been to Urban Art Space.
You've been everywhere, man.
Yeah, I've been everywhere. I've been to Maroubra. I've been to the art studio in Maroubra. I've been every place. I've been to White Rabbit. I've been to the Art Gallery in New South Wales. I've been to the Art Modern Museum up Terminal Arts in the city in Seku Key.
So when's your next exhibition going to be? Are you working on pictures for it?
I'm going to do an art with Heather.
She's your art teacher.
I'm going to do some art in, maybe art around local at Carlton, maybe some art in St. George Council. I do go to the art gallery, the gallery of Hurstville.
Okay.
With Fifi. We went on the weekend. We saw the exhibition a couple of months ago, like 3 or 4 months ago. Have you ever been to the St. George Arts Exhibition? It's in Hurstville, but...
I haven't.
No.
Is it good? Is it worth
good.
Going?
It's good, yeah. Have you been to the art exhibition of White Rabbit?
I've been there.
Yeah.
I haven't been for a long time, but I do remember White Rabbit being a pretty great space and really,
yeah.
really striking yeah. exhibitions.
Doing the next work in new work in. Have you done a poetry thing? Something about poetry?
Well, I was going to get to that, but I was going to say, given World Mental Health Day has just gone with the theme of connect with your community.
Yeah.
And a community can be lots of things, can't it?
Yeah.
Like it involves people and places.
I think mental health can
connections.
Be, I think mental health can be a challenge for football and sport. Maybe,
oh, yeah.
Maybe the Sydney Swans.
You think they in particular?
Yeah, one of the players. I think it was, Aboriginal, Aaron Goods or another man who had a mental health in the Swans player, one of the players.
Yeah,
but I don't know his name. But I met Am Goods at Flowerbond. I shook hands with him.
Well, you know that your art, I suspect, helps with your mental well-being.
Yeah,
you think doing art and creativity helps with that?
Yeah,
I was going to say that I write. I'm a poet.
Yeah,
and it definitely helps me. I can have very little money, no money, but I can write something. That I think is good and that I'm happy with. And I can kind of live on that like fresh air for a couple of weeks. And that makes me feel content and happy. So I'm going to give you a poem.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want 1, 2, 3, or 4? I brought 4 in.
Can I look at
Russian roulette. You can't look at it. You've got to guess.
Can I choose one?
Yeah. Choose one.
What number?
Pick a card, any card. He's reaching across people. That one?
What's that one?
All right, okay. You've picked it. This is called Serial Killers.
Okay.
You never expect to get mugged in a supermarket, especially by breakfast cereals. But there I was, perusing the muesli when, bang! Uncle Toby leapt out and whacked me with a cane. Then a bunch of Iron Men exploded from a box of Nutri-Grain to pound and punch my head. A pack of footballers scoured me with their studs before a couple of wrestlers picked me up and bellowing, "Go hard or go home!" tossed me into the rice bubbles. Even they changed. That rascally trio, Snap, Crackle and Pop, had become Smack, Crackhead and Pot. Sniggering, they kicked me into the Cocoa Pops. Coco, that cheeky monkey, ha ha ha! Had morphed into a martial arts gangster rapper. He came at me with a pair of nunchuckers screeching, "Just take a cocaine milkshake, only crunchy!" I staggered to the Fruit Loops, only to find Toucan Sam snorting lines of Special K. The supermarket was a madhouse, a sanatorium of violent cereals. Tony, the Frosty's tiger, was eating a child. The Kellogg's rooster had become a hormonally pumped 6-foot leghorn with drug-crazed eyes and a foaming wattle. "This is the way to start the day," he crowed, mounting a terrified checkout chick. And it wasn't just cereals. Cans of Solo were slamming people down. Herds of Red Bulls and Black Stallions were stomping on shoppers. The Paddle Pop Line Shay was spraying the aisles with an Uzi. I had to act. I stepped out. I screamed, "Listen up! I just came here to buy some simple cereal. I don't want my food with attitude. I don't want boosters and buzz drinks and caffeine and guarana and supplements. I don't want every vitamin in the alphabet. I don't want wings. I don't want wake-up calls. And I don't want an active lifestyle." Where did the need for all this energy suddenly spring from? I mean, come on, guys. Just chill. Well, they all paused. Uncle Toby slowly looked up from clubbing a trolley boy and with a cruel smirk barked the order, "Kill him!" And they charged, the whole vicious pack of them. Animals and iron men baying for my blood, but battered and bruised, I made it out alive, clutching a box of dear, sweet, innocent All Bran. But then, Shay...
Yeah.
Then the All Bran spoke. "Listen, punk, you eat me, you're in for some real heavy shit.
It's like
needless to say, I've given breakfast away."
Is it advertising? Sorry.
Thank you very much.
No more. The cereal. Could I say something?
Something about cereal.
The cereal is like advertising like 90s, and the kids are glued into the TV, and then all they say, "Oh no, it's McDonald's and KFC and Subway and the advertisement of the food." It's like you get brainwashed with fast food, and you do. And you see all the advertisement of how bad the cereals are.
I know. You know how much sugars in them.
Sugars.
Are you a cereal man?
Yeah.
Are you a bacon and eggs man?
Yeah.
What do you prefer? Like toast or cereal for breakfast?
I prefer toast and cereal. I eat peanut butter and toast every day.
You have Frosties?
I like pancakes and I like eggs and bacon. I eat it in my mum's house.
Cocoa Pops are pretty evil, aren't they?
Yeah, Cocoa Pops.
But, gosh, nice.
I have Cocoa Pops. My flatmate, Laz Cuban, he's always obsessed with Cocoa Pops.
Yeah, right.
He will eat Cocoa Pops for afternoon tea.
Yeah, right.
I never drank Dr. Pepper in my whole life. And I was 34 when I drank my first Dr. Pepper.
I was 34 when I drank my first Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
Have you drank Dr. Pepper?
I've tasted it. I guess you got to grow up on it.
Yeah.
Vegemite.
I think it was
a taste you need to have from the nipple, so to speak.
I think it's strawberry and Dr. Pepper flavoured.
It's a weird stuff. Mm. Hey, let's have a bit of a song. And we'll come back with our next.
We have a song now.
What's on?
What's on now? Okay.
This is the Statler Brothers with "Flowers on the Wall."
If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
It
it's good to see you.
Yeah.
I must go. I know I
All right, that's a good breakfast song, isn't it? Yeah. Speaking of cereals. You are listening to Eastside FM 89.7, and you are?
I'm Shay and Jeff. And
you're Shay and Jeff?
Yeah, I'm the Shay, Shay and Jeff show. Sorry, I don't know where I said that.
No, that's all right.
I don't mind
you taking my name.
I was using because I'm learning from you. The show, it's Shay and the Jeff show.
Yeah, or is it the Jeff and Shay show?
Yeah, both of us, yeah.
It should be alphabetical, shouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it could be Shay and Jeff. It's got more of a ring to it.
Ring to it. And remember, we always pretend that we're on ABC radio. We are the Vanessa Hughes. Have you heard of her?
She does the classical show.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's good. She's soothing.
Yeah.
Informative.
Yeah.
You've got a lovely voice.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it on the radio. Maybe it's on holidays, school holidays.
Yeah, right.
Have you seen the radio?
Let's do the news. Hang on.
The news.
Good evening. I'm Jerry Fernandez, coming to you from 89.97 FM Studios. Today in Carlton, there was an earthquake as Shay left his house and slammed the door. Police were called as the suspect left the door and slammed it very hard. There was a general shattering of windows in the Carlton area. More on that story later. You think I should do the ABC news?
No, oh God, no.
No, you're right. Listen. You're listening to Breaking Waves. Are you a Taylor Swift fan, Shane?
Taylor Swift. I'm going to support Ed Sheeran. I got
proposition.
I was almost got filmed by Channel 7, but I took a photo, put it on YouTube. But I was on Martin Place with Mum, and we were at the Utgarry, and we were at the Transport Minister. There was cameras and people. Martin Place.
Well, we had Ed Sheeran on the show, didn't we?
Yeah.
A few weeks back.
I think we
it was a bit of a pain, actually.
I think we should say goodbye and say farewell.
Let's throw one to Huey. Apparently, there's a new Taylor Swift album.
We should play.
I've never heard a Taylor Swift song. It's not any kind of boast. I just haven't. Yeah. I'm going to see if you can pull it up.
We should play
and just pick a track. What track do you want? What number? Pick a number between 1 and say 12.
7.
7. Okay. Whatever this is off Taylor Swift's new album, we're just going to go out with it. But thanks for listening.
You've
been on Breaking Waves, and I'm Shay and you're Jeff.
Yeah,
I'm confused. Jeff.
It's Shay. It's like dementia. Joe Biden and President Trump. Oh no, I can't remember. I can't remember.
Donald Trump got a mention.
I can't remember. And it's he said New York Yankees are going to win the championship.
That's a very good Biden impersonation.
Oh no.
Anyway, thanks to you and thanks to Hugh for producing the show. Thank you to Taylor too.
Taylor Swift, bye bye.
Honestly wild, all the effort you've put in, it's actually romantic. I really gotta hand it to you. Ooh, no man has ever loved me like you do. Hadn't thought of you in a long time, but you keep sending me funny valentines, and I know you think it comes vicious, but it's precious, adorable, like a toy chihuahua barking at me from a tiny purse. That's how much it hurts. How many times has your boyfriend